Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
Farming is labor-intensive work, so losing a limb or requiring a wheelchair can become a huge barrier to continuing to work on your farm, but there's folks out there to help overcome those roadblocks. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. Amy Cooper is a rehabilitation specialist with the Farm Program. The program helps farmers with disabilities continue farming.
Yeah, so Easter Seals Wisconsin Farm Program partners with UW Extension to form AgriBility. AgriBility is a nationally grant-funded program that essentially helps farmers with limitations or disabilities get the resources to continue farming. So the UW Extension side is our outreach side of things, kind of getting out there, doing trade shows, marketing the program. Easter Seals Farm Program does the direct client contact. So we're actually out on the farms, talking to the farmers about what can make their job easier, how they can maybe change things on the farm or implement some low-cost technology that could maybe help them make their job easier on the farm so they can continue farming for years and years and doing what they love.
A disability looks different to everyone. Amy, give us a feel for who is seeking out this program.
Yeah, so we work with people with any sort of disability, going from talking about mental health that is very prevalent, especially right now, anywhere from, you know, back pain to arthritis, getting old, been farming all those years, wear and tear on the body, you know, knee replacements, amputations, really anything you can think of that might be a limiting factor in their work, we work with them.
You mentioned helping get those clients new technology or equipment to help them continue farming. What does that look like?
Yeah, so we're really just a resource point for that. We have other resources and people that we work with to provide funding. Unfortunately, AgriBility does not provide funding themselves, but we do work with other organizations who are able to do that.
So it is possible to farm in a wheelchair?
Yes, we have worked with farmers in wheelchairs. My coworker has worked with a client who is actually milking cows in a wheelchair. It's pretty impressive and just heartwarming stories that you hear when you're able to go and talk to these farmers and really the perseverance that they have to work through just to be able to do what they love and farm. It's really an amazing story that they all have to share.
Not only do farmers face a physical adjustment challenge, but it also sounds like an incredible mental challenge, having to adapt through such a change. Do you work with farmers on the mental battles they face as they learn to farm differently?
Yes, we do have staff that are trained to work through that with them. And we also provide resources that they can also call someone else as well and kind of work through those things and just be able to have someone to talk to. That's the most important thing is farmers don't always get out and about. They are always on the farm, right? So just having a listening ear to talk sometimes is all they need.
How many farmers do you usually see in a given year?
So it kind of depends on the times, but I would say right now our caseload is about around 500 farmers. So in any given year, I would say we see about 100 to 200 farmers.
Is this in Wisconsin alone?
Yes, we serve the state of Wisconsin.
Okay.
AgriBility is a nationally funded project. So there are, I believe, 21 states with an AgriBility project, but they all differ a little bit. Wisconsin, we're proud to say, is the only state that has been funded the full 25 plus years that AgriBility has been around.
So how many rehabilitation specialists are there?
Currently, there are four. So two are part-time and work from home. They are kind of the first point of contact after our outreach specialist on the extension side of things. So they kind of work through that initial, what's going on the farm? What are you looking for? Are you looking for a farm visit? You just need to talk through something. things like that. We have two people that are rural rehab specialists that do that. And then there are two of us that go out on the farm.
Amy, so tell us about your role and what it looks like for you when you head out to the farm.
Yeah, so I am lucky enough to, like I said, there's two of us that go out to the farm. And my colleague, Jeff, covers that northern part of the state, as that's where he's located. And I kind of cover the southern part of the state, as that's where I'm located. So just looking at that travel, keeping it a little closer. And when we get to the farm, we really kind of just take it all in and look around, walk around with the farmer, really just get a tour and see what they're doing on a day-to-day basis. And then hopefully be able to give them some suggestions of maybe how they could change how they're doing a task, or, you know, talk about some of those low-cost technologies. Sometimes it's a really hard conversation that we have to have about, do we need to switch enterprises here, things like that. Those conversations are fairly rare, but sometimes that may be the case.
Do you ever work with folks who maybe don't own the farm but want to work on a farm after, you know, an accident, or, you know, or they have a disability, an existing disability?
Yes, we do work with employees of farms. We work with basically anyone who makes an income off of a farm or on a farm. Essentially, we work with them. Typically, we work with the owner-operator, but we do work with the employees as well. And also in my role, we also started a course for high school age students, 14 to 21 with disabilities, and it's called Exploring Job Options in Rural Wisconsin. Really just looking at all ag careers, opening the eyes to those students that there's so many options out there that you can be involved in the ag community. It may not be, you know, if your interest isn't being on a farm, there are so many other options to be in an ag-related business, you know. So we're also looking to bring that next generation in and hope that ag businesses can continue to strive and thrive as well.
Yeah, especially right now when Wisconsin's farmers and agribusinesses are starving for labor. Amy, what other programs do you have at Easter Seals or related to the farm program?
So we also have a self-employment program that we essentially, if they have ambitions to build their own business, we help make a business plan. That is one of our other things. And a lot of people, when they hear Easter Seals Wisconsin, they think of our camps in the Dells. So we have camps that serve persons with disabilities that gives their family a respite and gives them a time to come and have fun with fellow campers and really just share that camaraderie and have a blast at camp. And I've actually been able to join some camp sessions through our Exploring Job Options in Rural Wisconsin program as well. And that has been an absolute blast to get to know those campers. And I would like to say, if you're interested in learning more about any of our programs at Easter Seals, feel free to check out our website, EasterSealsWisconsin.com. We also have a YouTube channel. If you go to YouTube and put in Easter Seals Wisconsin, there will be lots of videos that we've put together in the past showing stories of clients that we've worked with, farm clients we've worked with, as well as showing more about our camps.
I want to ask also, if these programs are successful, and how do you measure success of these programs, and do you think that they're successful programs? Maybe offer some anecdotal responses from employers or farmers.
Yes, I would say our farm program is the most successful in the nation as far as numbers, as far as what we're able to do to help the farmers. We've done training before in the past for other states, and other states ask questions and kind of look to Wisconsin as a guide, especially if they're just starting out. You know, our camps are very successful. We've had to work through with COVID here. We've had to work through some things and cut down on numbers a little bit, and we've had waiting lists because of that. So I would say that that's saying something as far as people wanting to come back again and again. We are doing everything we can to get everyone at camp that wants to be there, but understanding that we also need to put those safety precautions in there and, you know, make sure that everyone is able to stay healthy and safe while they are at camp. And while we are on the farm, we also take those precautions, you know, kind of stay outside, wear a mask if that's what the farmer is comfortable with.
Has the pandemic inhibited your guys' efforts at all?
It hasn't on the farm side of things. On the marketing side of things, it definitely has more so, just because our outreach specialist wasn't able to attend trade shows. So we had to get a little creative as far as being able to market, using social media for that a little more. But now that we are able to, now that trade shows are coming back and things like that, it is picking up a little more. And like I said, you know, in 2020, we couldn't host camps at all. We did a lot of research and worked with a lot of other people to figure out how we could get back to camp safely and, you know, keeping everyone healthy. So we luckily were able to do that this past year, and we were so happy to do that.
Amy, you mentioned the website EasterSealsWisconsin.com. Is there a way to keep up with you guys on social?
Yes, we are on Twitter, Facebook, you name it, we are on it. Definitely just type in Easter Shields Wisconsin or AgriBility. I believe both have all of those social media platforms.
And Amy, it is National Disability Employment Awareness Month. Kind of a mouthful, but it has an important meaning.
So National Disability Employment Awareness Month reflects the importance of ensuring that people with disabilities have full access to employment and community involvement. This month is basically made to do that.
Obviously going hand in hand with what you're doing at Easter Seals and the farm program. Amy, anything else that I didn't ask you that you wanted to add?
I should mention Easter Seals has a website, but AgriBility of Wisconsin also has a website. So if you Google AgriBility of Wisconsin, we also have a website, and there are stories on there and newsletters that share stories. Lots of different things on there as well as being able to apply for our services.
Again, that's Amy Cooper, a rehabilitation specialist with the Farm Program, which is a part of Easter Seals Wisconsin. The program helps farmers with disabilities continue farming, fitting for October, which is National Disability Employment Awareness Month. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.